Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Philippians, the first chapter. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of rivalry, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jared Tucher from Trinity Lutheran Church in Gillette, Wyoming.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon is Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Paul writes his letter to the church at Philippi. He has a goal in mind. He wants to say thank you to the church. And why wouldn't he? It was because the people of Philippi and Paul shared a single bond, a partnership in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He writes to them, "It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel." What a way for Paul to address the church. And why shouldn't he give thanks and praise to the Philippians because of the bond that they share in Jesus Christ? Paul can say all this and more because he knows firsthand where a life with Christ ends up. It ends up with nothing. When all is said and done, you have nothing because you do not have Christ, which is everything. And what is it that the Philippian church has? They have Christ. And because they have Christ, they have everything. All that we have, all that we are, is centered in Christ. But as we look at our text for today, a question comes to mind. Why do bad things happen to good people? It's a question that we're all familiar with. Probably a question that we've even asked ourselves a time or two. It's a question that Paul could certainly ask of himself, as we see from our text and throughout the book of Philippians. Paul was not your average citizen. He went from being a scoundrel to an apostle of Jesus Christ. Yet even after his conversion, bad things continued to happen to him. One might ask, why would God allow such bad things as being shipwrecked and later imprisoned happen to Paul? If you want an answer to that question, why not ask Paul yourself? Because Paul gives you that answer. He says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. And looking at what Saul had done in his life, Jesus Christ still has mercy on him, forgives him all of his sins for the atrocities that he has committed against the church. Regardless of the bad, God still permits good to befall Saul. He is granted a new identity as Paul. He is the least likely to be forgiven his sins, and yet he is forgiven. He becomes the least likely to go and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and yet that is what he does. In short, good things have happened to a bad person. Believe it or not, that is what Jesus is all about. That sounds good, but there is a problem. There's nothing good about us, not one thing. In spite of that, God decides to show mercy to us and gives to us all that is good in his Son, Jesus Christ. We receive the gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation, even though we are sinners. For Paul, his conversion left him with one simple message: for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Good things have happened to you. Out of your sinfulness, God called you to be his beloved child through the waters of holy baptism. Knowing full well the sin that you were born with and the sin that you would commit in your life, God sends his Son to redeem you from all of that sin. Christ has laid down his life so that we would have fellowship in him and the blessings that he gives, forgiveness, life, and salvation. We do as Paul says, lead a life worthy of the gospel of Christ, for it is Christ and Christ alone who gives us the greatest gift, the gift of forgiveness that comes through himself. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Jared Tucher from Trinity Lutheran Church in Gillette, Wyoming, for today's meditation on God's Word.